This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli army said Tuesday 10 Israelis and 2 foreigners held hostage in Gaza have been released, arriving in Egypt on the 5th day of a temporary ceasefire. Hamas released 9 women and a 17-year-old on Tuesday evening, the Israeli army said. Israel released 30 Palestinian prisoners. The exchange is part of an ongoing ceasefire agreement between the warring sides. Since last Friday, Hamas has released 81 hostages, mostly Israeli nationals, while Israel has freed 180 Palestinian prisoners. The chief of the main U.S. spy agency is on the road, visiting Doha for key talks on what happens next in the fight between Israel and Hamas. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon has more.
U.S. officials rarely talk about travel plans for CIA Director William Burns, but a U.S. official confirms to VOA Burns is currently in Doha. The high-level talks, according to the official, are focused on the Israel-Hamas conflict, now in its 53rd day, and on the hostages still being held by Hamas. This is at least the second time this month Burns has traveled to the Middle East, following the October 7th terror attack by Hamas that killed some 1,200 people. Earlier this month, U.S. officials said the CIA director visited several countries in the region to discuss the Israeli response. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who is in hospice care at home, attended a memorial service for his late wife, Rosalynn Carter, in the southeastern city of Atlanta on Tuesday. A private service was held at a church with U.S. President Joe Biden and other dignitaries also in attendance. Rosalynn Carter died aged 96 on November 19th, shortly after ending hospice care at home. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has canceled his trip to Dubai for the U.N. climate conference on doctor's orders. The announcement marked the second time the Pope's frail health had forced the cancellation of a foreign trip. He had to postpone a planned trip to Congo and South Sudan in 2022 because of knee inflammation, though he was able to make the trip earlier this year. The Vatican said Francis was improving from the flu and inflammation of his respiratory tract that forced him to cancel audiences Saturday, but he said doctors have asked the Pope not to make the trip planned for the coming days to Dubai. Indian rescuers have pulled out all 41 workers who were trapped in a tunnel for 17 days. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ambulance sirens blare out at the site of the collapsed tunnel in Uttarakhand state in northern India. 41 workers were rescued from the collapsed mountain tunnel after being trapped in there for over 2 weeks. The workers were pulled out through a passageway made of welded pipes that rescuers previously pushed through dirt and rocks. About a dozen men had worked overnight to manually dig through rock and debris using handheld digging tools. The men became trapped after a landslide caused a portion of the tunnel they were building to collapse. They survived on food and oxygen supplied through narrow steel pipes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Impala Platinum has halted operations at its mining complex in South Africa after 11 workers were killed and 75 injured. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Impala said in a statement that the incident took place as workers were being brought to the surface at the end of their shift on Monday. The conveyance system that carries workers up and down a 1,000-meter-deep underground shaft unexpectedly started a rapid descent, the company said. All mining operations at the Rustenburg complex in South Africa's northwest province were suspended on Tuesday as investigations got underway. An Impala spokesperson said the halt could be extended to Wednesday to allow the company time to mourn and heal emotionally.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Canadian miner First Quantum's contract to operate a lucrative copper mine in Panama is unconstitutional, the country's Supreme Court declared on Tuesday, following weeks of protests against the deal, putting the company on the long and unpredictable road of international arbitration. Challenges against the company's new contract, approved on October 20th, piled up in court amid public anger over the deal, which opponents regard as too generous. Reuters reported earlier this month that the court was likely to rule against First Quantum. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.